Test 10. Section C. Cyber cafe computer centers are found in many cities around the world. Now, a few American high schools are opening these centers. All students can use the cyber cafe, but school officials say it especially helps students who have no computer or cannot use the internet home. The officials say 13% of the students at the school are from poor families. Many students have arrived in the United States from other countries only recently. Students in the school's program for learning English speak 23 other languages. The idea for a cyber cafe began 3 years ago. At that time, officials were planning to restore the school building. Parents interested in technology proposed a cyber cafe. They wanted this center even though schools in the area had suffered budget cuts. The community wanted to help. It wanted all students to have the best chances to learn. Officials in the area supported the idea. So did parents, teachers, former students and business, community and some organizations. Over 2 years, the foundation collected more than $170,000. Students use the internet to complete research, writing homework and required papers on the computers. In addition, they can send and receive electronic mail. That is especially helpful for the many students who have family members in other nations. The cyber cafe also serves a social purpose. Visitors can stop by for a drink of coffee, tea, or hot chocolate.
Now the passage will be read again.
Cyber cafe computer centers are found in many cities around the world. Now, a few American high schools are opening these centers. All students can use the cyber cafe. But school officials say it especially helps students who have no computer or cannot use the internet home. The officials say 13% of the students at the school are from poor families. Many students have arrived in the United States from other countries only recently. Students in the school's program for learning English speak 23 other languages. The idea for a cyber cafe began 3 years ago. At that time, officials were planning to restore the school building. Parents interested in technology proposed a cyber cafe. They wanted this center even though schools in the area had suffered budget cuts. The community wanted to help. It wanted all students to have the best chances to learn. Officials in the area supported the idea. So did parents, teachers, former students and business, community and some organizations. Over 2 years, the foundation collected more than $170,000. Students use the internet to complete research, writing homework, and required papers on the computers. In addition, they can send and receive electronic mail. That is especially helpful for the many students who have family members in other nations. The Cyber Cafe also serves a social purpose. Visitors can stop by for a drink of coffee, tea, or hot chocolate.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Cyber Cafe computer centers are found in many cities around the world. Now, a few American high schools are opening these centers. All students can use the Cyber Cafe, but school officials say it especially helps students who have no computer or cannot use the internet at home. The officials say 13% of the students at the school are from poor families. Many students have arrived in the United States from other countries only recently. Students in the school's program for learning English speak 23 other languages. The idea for a cyber cafe began 3 years ago. At that time, officials were planning to restore the school building. Parents interested in technology proposed a cyber cafe. They wanted this center even though schools in the area had suffered budget cuts. The community wanted to help. It wanted all students to have the best chances to learn. Officials in the area supported the idea. So did parents, teachers, former students and business, community and some organisations. Over 2 years, the foundation collected more than $170,000. Students used the internet to complete research, writing homework and required papers on the computers. In addition, they can send and receive electronic mail. That is especially helpful for the many students who have family members in other nations. The Cyber Cafe also serves a social purpose. Visitors can stop by for a drink of coffee, tea, or hot chocolate.